the Belgic Confession of Faith, Article Number 4, the canonical books of the Holy Scripture. Let us read responsively. We believe that the Holy Scriptures are contained in two books, namely the Old and the New Testament, which are canonical, against which nothing can be alleged. These are thus named in the Church of God. The books of the Old Testament are the five books of Moses, to wit, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the books of Joshua, Judges, Ruth, the two books of Samuel, the two of the Kings, two books of the Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, the Psalms, the three books of Solomon, namely the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Songs, and four great prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the 12 lesser prophets, namely Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Those of the New Testament are the four evangelists, to wit, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Acts of the Apostles, the 13 epistles of the Apostle Paul, namely 1 to the Romans, 2 to the Corinthians, 1 to the Galatians, 1 to the Ephesians, 1 to the Philippians, 1 to the Colossians, 2 to the Thessalonians, 2 to Timothy, 1 to Titus, 1 to Philemon, Hebrews, the 7 epistles of the other apostles, namely 1 of James, 2 of Peter, 3 of John, 1 of Jude, and the Revelation of the Apostle John. So why is it important to name the books of the Bible and to say that they are canonical? What does that mean? What is canonical? What does it mean? Why do we do this? Why do we just go through and name all the books of the Bible? And the answer, I would say, the number one answer is because others have either added to or taken away from the Scriptures. For example, there was a fellow in the early church, his name was Marcion. Marcion did not like the God of the Old Testament. He said that the God of the Old Testament was a God of wrath and a God, an evil God, actually. And so he eliminated in his canon, in his list of Bible books, the whole Old Testament and the Gospels and some of the other letters. He liked the letters of Paul. I think he accepted one of the Gospels, I can't remember. But he removed it. By the way, he was known as the arch-heretic of the early church. But he took it upon himself to excise most of the Scriptures. He was ultimately the determiner of what is and isn't the Word of God. On the other hand, you have many throughout history that have tried to add to the Word of God. You have, for example, the Gnostics, who had their own gospel and other books. Then you had the Roman Catholic Church during the 1500s. Well, even before that, they added not only the Apocrypha, but they added the councils and the Pope's declarations from the chair as being as authoritative as the Word of God. I don't have to remind you of many of the cults that come knocking at your door that have added to the Word of God. The Mormons, for example, or the Jehovah's Witnesses. There are many that have either added or taken away from the Word of God. What is the Word of God? What is canon? So what does that mean? What does canon mean? Well, I'm going to borrow a quote from Warfield that I think helps us answer that question. He writes, "The Christian church did not require to form for itself the idea of a canon, or, as we should more commonly call it, of a Bible. That is, a collection of books given of God to be the authoritative rule of faith and practice." Okay? So canon is a collection of books that God has given. He goes on to say, "It inherited this idea from the Jewish church, along with the thing itself, the Jewish scriptures, or the canon of the Old Testament. The church did not grow up by natural law. It was founded. And the authoritative teachers sent forth by Christ to found his church carried with them as their most precious possession a body of divine scriptures, which they imposed on the church that they founded as its code of law. No reader of the New Testament can need proof of this. On every page of that book is spread the evidence that from the very beginning, the Old Testament was as cordially recognized as law by the Christian as by the Jews. The Christian church thus was never without a Bible or a canon. Okay? The Roman Catholic Church declares that the church created the Bible. We understand that the Bible created the church. Okay? It is because of God's word to Moses that Israel was delivered, organized, and became a nation. And God gave, at that point in time, his word. He wrote himself on stone tablets. He directed Moses to write the Torah, the law. And from there it was added to by God till the point where we have these 66 books. So these books are not there because the church determined that they were the Word of God. They were the Word of God, and the church simply said amen. You understand? There's a big difference there. The final authority of life and faith and practice is the Word of God, as found in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament. This is an important point, and that's why we have it in our articles of faith. Amen? Amen.